The Inextinguishable Symphony by Martin Goldsmith. The book is subtitled A True Story of Music and Love in Nazi Germany. To My Family. Music is life, and like life, inextinguishable. Carl Nielsen. The past is never dead. It isn't even past. William Faulkner. The oldest hath borne most. We that are young shall never see so much, nor live so long. William Shakespeare. Chapter 1. Prelude. The first scene of the opera Die Walküre, the second of the four operas making up Richard Wagner's Ring cycle, takes place in the house of Hunding, a fierce warlord. The central feature of Hunding's house is a mighty ash tree, its trunk soaring up from the floor, its branches forming a canopy over the roof. Embedded in the massive trunk is a golden sword the god Wotan has left for his son, the hero Siegmund, to find and wield at his hour of need. In the house where I grew up, with my father, my mother, and my brother, there was also an enormous tree growing up through the roof, its great trunk dominating the enclosed space. In many ways we shared a perfectly ordinary family life. My father spoke to my mother tucked me in at night, my brother and I played with each other, when we weren't fighting. But none of us ever acknowledged the tree. The tree wasn't real, of course, but its impact on my family was overwhelming. The effort it required for all of us not to take conscious notice of it was also huge. This enormous presence in our house was the fate of my parents' families, Jews who lived in Germany in the 1930s, and my parents' escape from that fate. Their story, so similar to and yet so different from the 6 million other stories of that.